This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Are you there, Sam?
Yep, hang on, I'm just turning that on.
Is our guest ready?
Yep, I've got the music ready.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, sounds great.
Cool. Otago Access Radio, in partnership with Otago Polytechnic, brings you Blowing Bubbles.
Blowing Bubbles brings you positive conversations with people in their bubbles around the world.
We're curious about how people are finding new ways of life, being and problem solving. Every Wednesday, the Sustainable Lens team of Samuel Mann and Mawira Karatai reach out from our bubbles to chat with interesting and positive people around the world.
Broadcast on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM in Dunedin, and streamed and podcast on oar.org.nz.
Bringing joy, connection, kindness and peace in all the days ahead.
Welcome to Blowing Bubbles, sort of conversations with people in their bubbles, their safe spaces around the world. Today I am joined by Professor Jean Ross, friend of the podcast. She's been back several times. She's actually in a caravan. No, she's not in a caravan. She's in a house.
I'm in Wellington in a hotel.
You get about.
Ready for a rural conference, Sam.
Indeed. And what are we doing today?
Well, I'm introducing my colleagues that I've been working in partnership with for almost 10 months. Some of them for 10 months, some of them for a little bit less, but we are on a mission to improve the sun safety of the population of the people of Anglesey in Wales in the UK.
And who are we talking with first?
We're talking with Keith Roberts, Councillor of the Isle of Anglesey, and his mum.
Kia ora, Keith, welcome.
Good morning, and thank you, Sam, and thank you, Jean, for the introduction.
Keith, where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? I grew up in a place called Holyhead. The same place as Jean, actually, but we never met you in that time. And it wasn't until I got involved in this project that we did meet and find out that we have common locally and what's happening. And so that was good. Good to be down, but Holyhead and Triada Bay is all part of what we call Holy Island. Holy Island is sort of the biggest population on Anglesey, and this is an island of its own, with the port of Holyhead being the biggest town. So and I'm the county councillor for the Holy Island area in Welsh on this cubby, which is the area that I cover and the ward in which I work every day. And it's where this project is going to start off and is going to move on, hopefully.
So we're focusing on Triada Bay. Tell me about your connections there.
My connections there. I live in Triada Bay, I'm also a community councillor as well for the Triada Bay area. And Triada Bay is one of the two jewels in the crown of that we've got some beaches on Anglesey, in respect that we get a few thousand people on Triada Bay every year. Come the summer, we get there's another place down the coast, but Triada Bay is one of those central points that a lot of people make for and come out and sun themselves as if they were on some desert island when the sun is out, as it is today. So it's one of those facts.
So did you grow up on the beach, in the outdoors?
I did. It's one of those factors I grew up on between the beaches of Holyhead and Triada Bay, and that's where I used to spend every day on the beach in the Holyhead of one part or another. And it's also a case that I used to spend all my summers on the beach of Triada Bay. So it was a great mixture from the port to a bit of sand and surf in Triada Bay as well.
Now we've got Michelle Baker coming on later in the program from the Melanoma Fund. I don't know about you growing up on the beach, but I don't think we did anything about sun safety.
No, no, we didn't. Not at all, not at all. He went out in the morning, he came back at night, and that was it. It's, you just carried on as the day took you.
Do you think it's something that has been a concern on the island before?
It is a concern because whales happens to have a high rate of melanoma, as well as because we've got such a lot of coast, but we also got it amongst farm and rural areas as well. So it is there, and it's something that we're not always aware of. We go out, we get sunburns, and we think, oh, that shouldn't have happened. You know, the sting in the shower the next morning. Thinks that I should have worn a hat, or I should have worn something, or I should have taken some action to defend the sun.
I find it worse on days that start out cloudy, so you're not ready for it.
Yeah, it's the hidden rays that get you before anything else.
Let's take your music choice. Who've we got? Ruby Murray, Softly Softly. Why this one?
Yeah. Well, this one was a great favourite of my mother, God rest her soul. Again, she was an ocean swimmer, and she's a great swimmer when it came down to it. As is my wife, she is a regular daily swimmer as well. She actually swims a mile most days, but in a pool rather than in the sea. But it's a case that my mother was a great fan, being of Irish extraction, was a great fan of Ruby Murray, and because Softy Softy was one of her favourite songs. And when I was born, she used to sing this all the time, to the point that this little fella that was being pushed around in the buggy got to know all the words and used to sing it himself. So every time I hear this song, I think of my mother, but the way being brought up in the coastal area of Holyhead and Charter Bay and what have you, being pushed around in the buggy, listening to my mother singing this song as well. So it always brings me back to that childhood side of things. So yes, and I don't hear it often as I should do, really, although you can do it instantaneously nowadays, but that's of course goes by and by. But it's just one of those things, and I always see the glint in my mother's eyes every time I hear the record as well, and brings me back to that childhood.
Touch my lips so tenderly. Softly, softly, turn the key and open up my heart. Handle me with open up my heart. softly, softly turn the key and open up my heart.
So, Keith, we weren't just talking about sun safety for filling in the time. We're here to talk about it because you've got an exciting project underway. How did you first get involved in that?
I first got involved in this. The students that actually put it together had put it onto Facebook. And of course, I read it on Facebook and I looked at it and I thought that is something that's we need to get information out to people about, and especially the ones that spend their time on the beaches every year. So yes, it was there, and I'm a very much hands-on. So rather than answer the Facebook, I actually tracked down the phone number and rang the students involved and had a chat with her. So much to her surprise, I might add. From there on in, Jean got involved, and we met when Jean was back in Holyhead there last year. And as I said, the rest is history, to the point that I brought it before officers on the council. That's where TV comes in, and brought the idea forward and spoke to it, because I am chair of Democratic Services, spoke to Democratic Services. And from there on, it's the interest has developed, and it's become quite a strong pilot project at the moment, which we hope will be expanded as time goes on, and certainly into following years throughout our associated counties as well as the rest of Wales.
Why does this come under Democratic Services? That sounds like things like encouraging people to vote.
Democratic Services also looks after members and what have you. So if you can get the members involved, they're the ones that actually take the decisions at the end of the day if it comes down to committee. So put them first, and if they're already aware, it works.
Indeed. So let's bring Jean back. So Jean, you were looking after a group of students doing their community project.
Yeah, I was. I had about 10 students last July, and we focused on the small community of Trent. And the students identified as an issue that there's a high rate of skin cancer in Wales, and in particular in and on Anglesey. And coupled with the coastal area, the large amount of tourists that come to Triarthur Bay annually, as well as the number of people that utilise the beach on good and bad sunny days, they thought this was a really good idea for them to spend their time, their community activity, an awareness of public health issues. And they took this forward. So they identified the issue. They undertook a literature review in relation to the effects of sun and skin cancer, melanoma, and what would be an effective way or an effective means to reduce the percentage and to educate the population. And in doing so, they investigated a way of engaging with the population, and they came up with a stand with information on it and sunscreen that could be available for the population of Triarthur Bay to use sunscreen as free of charge.
Just taking a step back, Jean, why are Otago students involved in things internationally?
Well, we take a global perspective on community development or community engagement. We work with stakeholders by invitation, and we did have an invitation which was originally the Ocean Swimmers of Triarthur Bay that swim every morning at 7:30 in winter and sun. And the students started the project off with Triarthur Bay and the Ocean Swimmers. However, our stakeholders did not get back into contact with the students for 3 weeks. And that meant that the students were unable to engage in the ocean swimmers. And in the process of gathering data and looking at potential issues, they came up with the high percentage of skin cancer within the Anglesey region and Wales in general. So that's why it moved. And we therefore didn't have a stakeholder. And so when they had come up with ideas, they wanted to do co-designing, engagement with us, they came up with the idea about putting something on Facebook. And that isn't generally how we work, but I said, yes, do that. And that's when Keith got back in touch with them, as well did Michelle, through a Facebook advertisement or a Facebook connection. And that's how I connected with Keith and then connected with Michelle.
I like, we were talking about democratic services. I like the idea of the democratizing of influence, that some students from here can put something up and interesting and important people can respond to that. It's not just a who you know, but it's a have you got a compelling idea?
Yeah, as well as, you know, so Ian, Keith has mentioned that I'm from the area, and I was back there in May, June last year, and I started swimming with the ocean swimmers. And that's where I asked them, could we do a project with them? Because I thought it would be a very good idea. And that's how that came about. So it is about knowing people. It is about having connections. And then it moves and it moves on and it moves forward. But it's also being creative in how you can talk to people through different mediums as well.
So let's bring Michelle in. How do we get connected to Michelle?
Well, Michelle, as I just mentioned, she also responded to the student's Facebook message. And I will leave it up to Michelle to connect how that came about.
Welcome, Michelle.
Good morning, Sam. How are you? Are you good? Are you feeling
well
this morning?
Very well indeed.
Yeah, no, it's a great story. This it's such a human story of how people come together with the same mission, and we all sort of gravitate towards this. And I think it's great. Firstly, obviously that Jean has reached out and we're connected, but also how Anglesey has complemented this. Anglesey County Council has complemented this, and all the way through been so supportive. So it really is a case of it's a human idea, which from the students to everybody that's been involved, we're all doing this for the right reason, to create impact and raise awareness of a very real issue that's on, you know, in Anglesey at the moment. You know, skin cancer rates are huge in Wales, and we have an opportunity to really do something about this. So yeah, it's great that I'm involved.
So, Michelle, you run the Melanoma Fund. Tell me about that.
Yep. I've been doing this for over 14 years. And we're a small charity, and we remain small. The whole point of what we do is to ensure we prevent and raise awareness and change behaviour around sun safety to prevent skin cancer. So we are quite unique in our field. We do this within the outdoor and sports sector. We've been increasing our reach year on year. Last year, we created a campaign or a mission called Sun Guarding. And the whole point of that was to really raise awareness of the fact that sun protection in itself is a broken thing. I think if anybody looks at their own, and as Keith was saying, it's a generational issue. People don't really value sun safety. They use it as a chore. We don't pass the habit down to our children in the right way, because we really enjoy the sun and we don't like to believe that, you know, it does us any harm. You know, we love going out there. We love being in the sea, you know, feeling that warmth. And obviously there is an element of good in it. So we can't really say, well, where is the bad? The bad comes in when you have too much of it. And as Keith said, you get a sunburn, which can lead to all sorts of problems. So we've obviously looked at that and created sun guarding as a way to balance that and to create a better understanding of the sun and how we can change behaviour. So the Melanoma Fund, as I say, works with over 100 national governing bodies all around the UK. to input our resources into sports, outdoor groups. We have a course which is designed for sports coaches, outdoor activity leaders, and we have sun-guarding schools, which is designed to ensure children are brought up with the fact that sun safety should be a life skill and not a chore. So we do lots of things, but mainly at the moment we're talking about how we can work with those resources within Tregaga Beg and around Anglesey.
Sometimes people use the term generational change to mean two things. One, that it's really important, but two, that maybe it's too hard. It's going to take forever. There's too many other factors at play. But you seem to be saying, no, actually, that's why we're doing it.
Well, exactly. And this is an intelligent campaign for that very reason. We do understand that. And that's why sun safety has been, it is broken in a way, because what we're trying to do is pass on our bad habits to children. parents will put sunscreen on children and not on themselves. You know, they smudge it in faces and kind of have that disgusted look, like you have to put it on. I know it's awful, but you have to wear it. And that's not the right way to treat sun safety. So what we're doing is we're cutting adults out of the equation here in terms of how we approach this. We're looking at schools to make sure that young children, key stage two children, are educated in the right way. They understand that UV rays are responsible for damage on the skin, not the heat, which a lot of adults don't realise. And we're teaching them how to put sunscreen on properly, patting into their faces, not smudging it into eyes, and making them understand that this is their legacy. This is something they need to learn. And the other way we're doing it is with sports coaches and PE teachers and outdoor activity leaders, because once they take our course and they understand that they have a duty of care around sun safety, they will then treat it in a very different way. So we're growing it from a generation up, really.
So is this something that's going on all around, I was just going to say the coast of the UK, but it's not just the coast, is it?
No, this is well, as I say, sport and outdoor activity, and obviously we're focusing on the coast in this project. But one of the reasons skin cancer is so high in Wales is that there's a lot of outdoor activity, and as Keith said, there's farmers, people. There's a lot of leisure. There's a lot of tourism. As Tevi knows that there are a lot of outdoor activity in Wales, and this is what we have to understand, that these young people are going to be growing up in an environment where there is a lot of outdoor activity, and we need to protect them. So yes, it's not just the coast, although that is an area where a lot of people will take off clothing, expose skin, and get a sunburn, which is the key thing.
Of course, we don't want to make people scared of the sun. We don't want to have people hiding from it in terms of, as in, staying inside all the time.
No, absolutely. That's why our messaging to children is so important. It's about the fact that, you need to check the UV index. If it's 3 or over, you protect skin. And that's it. It's not all year round. It's if that UV index hits 3. And as you said earlier, it can hit you, especially if you think it's a cloudy day. If you check the UV index on your phone, which is very easy to do. I don't know how you do it in New Zealand, but in the UK, we just say, "Hey Siri, what is the UV index today?" And the UV index is, I've got my phone on silent, but it says UV index is up to 4 today. So though it's a beautiful sunny day, 4, it can be 4 even if it's cloudy, because UV rays penetrate through clouds. So we just have to check the UV index to find out whether or not we need sun protection. So yeah, there are lots of things we need to learn about this as adults, and hopefully children will be the ones that are teaching the adults in years to come.
Do you have you were talking about how you're targeting sort of change points like sport, but I also imagine you've got an interest in places like Tregaga Bay and Anglesey, because it's not only got its local population, but it's also has a large transient population as a way of getting at the rest of the country as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, obviously this is a pilot. So we're going to be, the Anglesey are going to be monitoring and evaluating this campaign to see what the uptake is. But I think, targeting people at a time when they're actually going to be spending time outdoors, actively seeking the sun, is a really good way to understand people's behaviour. And then obviously you're going to have all sorts of people, because everyone's going to gravitate towards that beach within the summer months. events, so we can really get a good cross-section of people, not only, you know, in Anglesey, but around the area as well, and people visiting. So I think we're going to get some interesting results, especially with our free sunboard, UV sun station that's going to be positioned near the beach warden's hut. Our beach wardens are going to be educated with a sun guarding course on how and why to protect from the skin, so they're going to be passing that information on to people that are attending. So it'll be good to see how that changes their attitudes and behaviours, knowing that this is happening in the Bay and is supported so widely by, you know, by authorities within Anglesey.
Let's squeeze in your music choice. It's Marlena Shaw, and I can't read my own writing. What does that say? Does that say California?
California Soul. Yes, that's a very reason. There's a good reason why I chose that. One, I think it's a pure joy. I love the song. If ever I'm feeling a little bit like, oh, goodness me, I put that on. But also, it's a contradiction itself. We all go out. It's about the sun. It's about enjoying the sun, being outside in California, enjoying how beautiful the sun is. Of course, we all do that. But it's the contradiction of there's also the risk. And that's why we don't see the risk, because we enjoy it so much and it's full of joy. You know, it's a sunny day. Everyone gets outside. But we have to be mindful of the risk. And that song explains it very well.
In your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul. California soul.
So the step in the process was you and Michelle wrote a proposal to the council?
That's right. Last November, we put pen to paper and wrote a 2 to 3 page proposal that we then sent to Keith for the council. And then we, November, December, January, followed that up. And then we then collaborated a bit further to not necessarily put that proposal into place, but it acted as a springboard to pull where Keith was thinking about with the, from the council perspective, where Michelle was thinking of, where I was trying to drive something. And between the three of us, around about February time, we then became a more of a cohesive partnership. And that's where Keith introduced us to Tavy from the council as well.
Michelle, you described it as a pilot. What are you hoping to find out?
Well, first of all, what we're going to be doing is inputting our resources within key areas within Anglesey. So we're going to be providing local and schools around the area. Obviously, we're focusing on the Tioga Bay area, but schools, our Sungodding Schools resource, which is a free 1 hour lesson, which is designed to, as I say, educate children in a different way around sun safety. So we're going to be obviously putting that out and getting feedback from that. We're going to be also inputting our Sungodding course into all areas that, you know, anyone that teaches or works outdoors with others can take that Sungodding course, as well as we're working with Anglesey County Council to ensure that beach wardens take that course. So by inputting those resources and hopefully providing also our wristbands, which change colour from white to deep purple when they're hit by UV rays, by providing those sort of resources, those educational tools, we can then get a good idea of how people have been affected after we've done some evaluation, how they've seen the campaign and how it's changed their opinions and hopefully their behaviour around sun safety. So we're working as a charity, we're working to provide these free resources to really bring the campaign alive, and then obviously with Anglesey to then example how that's worked. And hopefully we can get that out around the rest of Wales. That'll be the great idea for next year. Yeah.
So with that behaviour, with that opinion change and the behaviour change, you should get some idea of the immediate impacts. Of course, the longer term thing is going to take many years, decades to find out if it's actually worked.
Well, I think not necessarily. I mean, obviously, this is a marathon, not a sprint. But what we can do is find out from schools after taking the lesson how children react. Do they put sunscreen on themselves? Are they talking about sunscreen more? Do they bring sunscreen into lessons? We have that inbuilt within our workflows, so it'd be very easy to segregate obviously the Anglesey community and find out what feedback those schools are providing for us, and then do some joined up thinking and then work out how that has influenced behaviour. And that obviously doesn't just end this year, that'll be going into next year, looking at how children then show up next spring, their attitudes towards sun safety. So this is an ongoing thing. We're going to be teaching children the year down. So obviously, as they leave, they'll have that information. So we will be able to get some quite interesting information on behaviour, because that will obviously affect impact and skin cancer rates in years to come.
And so, Keith, bringing you back in, how was this proposal received by the council?
The proposal has been received with open arms, because certainly the officers and certainly with Tyvee in his role can see a way forward. Also, the school's officers can see a way forward with it. So it is something that the public will and can benefit from. It's something that we trying from the younger end to educate the children, and hopefully if we educate the children, the parents will become educated as well. So it's a movement in the right direction when it comes down to it. So and it will obviously benefit initially the people of Anglesey. But it'll benefit everybody that comes here even as a holiday factor in the future as well. So the word will spread, we hope.
So you mentioned your colleague there. Would you like to introduce him for us?
Yes, Tyvee Jones is quite a forthcoming breed of officer when he comes out to down to it, and has got the experience of doing things like this. So I'm not going to take the light from him and let him shine his own light when he comes down to it. So I'll hand you over to Tyvee.
Welcome, Tyvee.
Yeah, how's it going? I just thought I'd give you just a quick overview. My role is Destination Development Officer for the Isle of Anglesey. And just a little bit of a plug for the Isle of Anglesey, how great of a place it is for me to live, but as well for visitors. We're a small island on the northwest coast of Wales. We're 125 miles of coastline, which has got a fantastic coastal path, which is really popular for walkers. The majority of the coast is also a designated area of outstanding natural beauty. And we've got many beautiful beaches. Some are just really nice sandy beaches, and again, some rocky cliffs and things as well. Really popular for kind of outdoor activities and water sports and things as well. Just to bring it back to my role and how I'm involved with the project. Essentially, I need to make sure people visiting Anglesey safely and enjoying the area, essentially. So, yeah. With the being approached with the sun guarding team here, I'm helping just support with the maritime team. So we've got a few, as Michelle's mentioned, kind of beach wardens and kind of assistants that help look after our popular beach areas. This is a mix of things of looking after people launching watercraft, but just general kind of beach safety. So along with this program, I've learned quite a lot more about sun safety and the risks of UV and things like that. The approach we're kind of taking to support essentially is training. So training up a few of our officers, essentially. They're going to be doing the online course, which is going to inform them a lot more about sun safety. And hopefully the result of this, they're very public facing, a lot of the members of the public and visitors. They can then just inform them of what they've learned. As well as this, we've got the sun guarding station as well, which is just a lot of signage just to inform people. And as well, they're going to have access to free sunscreen as well, which is very, very important, really.
So when does it all get rolled out?
So the plan is towards the end of May, we're going to be implementing this. Just a picture of the scene, so where the trial is taking place in Triathro Bay. So a small seaside town on Holy Island. I'm trying to picture the scene. It's just a really beautiful sandy beach in a little bay. A few like nice bars and restaurants really close by. We have members of staff there during the peak summer season. They kind of patrol the beach, help make sure everything, people are safe and everything. And on popular days, very, very busy, very, very popular with families, people visiting the beach. And essentially, it's just a classic seaside destination, really. So towards the end of May, this is when we're going to be launching. All the information is going to be out there. We're going to be out there speaking to members of the public and informing them and just reminding them of keeping safe in the sunshine and the risks of UV. As well as this, social media. So we look after kind of popular social media channels as well through the Isle of Anglesey County Council and Visit Anglesey. So we kind of target a lot of visitors. Often we're sharing general information, events, what's going on in the area, but as well, we're always just promoting safety information, whether that's dangers of, you know, rip currents and stuff like that. But going forward now, we're going to be implementing a lot more of sun safety going forward.
And it being a pilot, is it exciting or perhaps worrying that you're... whatever works for you is going to be rolled out around the rest of the country. You'd better get it right.
Yeah, I think originally, my original thoughts, sun safety, I didn't realise we experienced so much sun, because I'm used to just coming out of a very kind of a harsh winter, but learning a lot more. I'm learning a lot more about if the UV index is 3 or above, it's really suggested that, yeah, you need to be protecting your skin, essentially. And hopefully, with this trial taking place in Stranraer Bay, this kind of model and approach, especially just the communication element, it's quite easy to implement. There's no reason why it can't be implemented further afield quite quickly, I'd imagine.
I have some questions to end the show. I would normally have a list of questions that I'd ask each person, but we've got three people, so that's not going to work. So one each. So I'm going to start with Michelle. One question. Michelle, what's your superpower?
I'm a Jedi. I can get people to do things that I want them to do by asking the right questions. So be careful, Samuel.
Keith, what motivates you? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
The people power that I represent, because it's a very hands-on part of being a councillor. It's a multi-subject and a multi-tasking factor. So I can go from planning to looking for housing to putting pilots on the beach with regards to sun and what have you. So that's excitement, if you like, the ability to be able to go out there and help and hopefully make a difference in when it comes down to people's lives.
And TV, do you have any advice for our listeners?
Advice for your listeners? Enjoy, have a good time, and don't stress. That was just one of those, relax and enjoy.
Don't take life too seriously.
Yeah.
I like that. That's one of my mottos. Well done.
And TV, do you have some music for us to go out to?
It's from a band called Catatonia, and the song is International Velvet. It's a feel-good, energetic song, and it's a Welsh kind of indie pop rock anthem from the late 90s. So I'm going to introduce your New Zealand audience to a bit of Welsh music, which hopefully it goes down well.
I'm sure it will. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I wish you the best of luck with the project.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Straight in, stop doing what you keep.
listening to Blowing Bubbles, conversations with people in their bubbles, their safe spaces around the world. We're broadcast on Otago Access Radio every Wednesday afternoon at 3 and streamed on podcast.oar.org.nz. Brought to you by the Sustainable Lens team, which is brought to you by Otago Polytechnic. We've been talking about the Sun Guarding Initiative based in Triava Bay on Holy Island of Anglesey in Wales. We've been doing that because that project was initiated by a group of nursing students from Otago Polytechnic under the guidance of Jean Ross, who we heard from. We were joined by Keith Roberts, Michelle Baker, and TV Jones. I'm Sam Mann. That's Blowing Bubbles. We hope you enjoyed the show. Mati wa.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.